Where do we stand these days when it comes to people with disabilities and end-of-life issues? That's the question for this edition of the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. Paul Tobin joins us. He is the president and CEO of the United Spinal Association. He will be in Kansas City for the Legacy of Nancy Kurzan Conference, November 12th and 13th, 2010. Paul, why don't we talk for a couple of minutes about the status of serious illness, end of life, and people with disabilities. What are the concerns at this point?
Well, certainly one of the major concerns of people with disabilities is their availability of long-term services and supports to maximize their independence and continuation of life in the community. Frequently what happens presently is that somebody will sustain a life-altering disability, either through traumatic injury or through progressive disease, find themselves more and more dependent upon other people for some of the care that they need to maintain their health. And having access to those services and support in the community outside of a institutionalized environment like a nursing home or a skilled nursing facility are things that are in jeopardy. People's whole financial livelihood, their financial security, their home, whether or not their spouse or significant other has the ability to provide care. In the United States, it's assumed that family members will step into the role of caregiver, and that's not necessarily the case with many people. So having access to those supports, whether or not they have the ability to maintain their independence to the greatest degree possible, being active in their communities, those are among the major concerns of people with disabilities.
I looked online, Paul, and I found the National Council on Disability position paper on assisted suicide, a disability perspective, and in part it states that the dangers of permitting physician-assisted suicide are immense. The pressures upon people with disabilities to choose to end their lives are already prevalent. People with disabilities are among society's most likely candidates for ending their lives, as society has frequently made it clear that it believes they will be better off dead. How do you respond to that?
I think that undoubtedly, American society believes, and many people believe, that disability is a fate worse than death. If you just look at the vernacular of somebody is confined to a wheelchair, I don't look at it that way at all. A wheelchair is not confining. To the individual who uses a wheelchair every day in their communities, it's liberating. Nonetheless, the public perception is that this is that there but for the grace of God go I. Clearly, we all age, hopefully, and we will all face increasing levels of disabilities in our lives. And I believe that that perception of disability being something that should be avoided at all costs is unrealistic. So now it becomes a matter of changing the public's perceptions around disability. Disability, few people would say that they choose disability as a way of life, and yet, if the proper services and supports are in place, living with a disability can be as every bit as fulfilling as living in the absence of disability.
So are you concerned then personally or your organization about physician-assisted suicide in states where it is legal?
Well, I believe that the biggest issue around assisted suicide is how it's applied and to whom it's applied. And what I mean by that is this is a very personal thing, and I certainly don't think that I have the right to speak on behalf of people with disabilities about whether or not they make a decision, but I believe it should only be applied to those people who are clearly terminal. Now, therein lies a whole different level of problems. How accurate are physicians in assessing the terminality of a condition? We've all heard stories of people who've been told that they've had 6 months to live and go on to live for many, many years. And that's honestly a question that's just beyond my level of expertise. So my concern around assisted suicide is how will it be applied? To whom might it be applied? And the way that society sometimes equates disability with terminal illness. Disability is not a terminal illness unless it's a terminal disability that will result in death. That's not the vast majority of disabilities that we hear debated around the assisted suicide debate. So I think that's generally the, at least from my perspective, where I see the greatest fright among the disability community. Also, putting that kind of power in the hands of doctors. I never want a doctor to think anything other than, you know, first do no harm. I am terrified by the idea that a doctor will have the ability to counsel a patient at the outset of somebody's disability about whether or not the quality of somebody's life is worth maintaining, or their life is worth maintaining because of what is a perceived quality of life issue. The quality of life is just way too personal. And I will tell you from my own personal experience, I was paralyzed, sustained a spinal cord injury of my neck at the age of 23. I might have thought that I would never want to live with a disability right up until the point that I sustained one. I was face down in the ocean and waiting for somebody to pull me out. And the very second that I was injured, I realized that I definitely wanted to live. So I think there are tremendous hazards around putting power in the hands of doctors who will place their own moral judgment, and it's just that, a moral judgment on the quality of life that can be maintained after disability. I don't believe that people generally have the ability to truly provide informed consent prior to sustaining a disability that would accurately reflect the reality, their reality after an injury. There are just way too many variables. And I think with the proper services and supports in place, people with disabilities can live wonderfully fulfilling lives in their communities, active lives, that most people don't have access to those services and supports right now. And I think that's one of the major drivers of this debate.
Now, you'll be speaking before a conference in Kansas City in November 2010, marking 20 years since the Nancy Kurzan case. And this will be policymakers, physicians, other medical professionals who pay attention to a lot of the issues around serious illness and the end of life. What kind of message will you bring to this conference?
Basically, the message that I've just provided is that the ability for physicians to number one, assess whether or not a disease is terminal is in question, and therefore it has to be approached with great, great caution, and that never should disability be conflated with terminal illness. If something is terminal, then it's certainly disabling, but a disability is not necessarily terminal. And so making sure that having those two issues extricated from from themselves, I think is paramount.
What will people with disabilities and organizations like yours, what will mark success for you in your mind for people in the disability community? What will mark success?
I think what will mark success will be when the interested parties are able to come together and have an open, honest, intellectual debate about this issue without a lot of the emotion. This is such an emotional issue, and it can certainly, the emotions can quickly come to override any sort of debate that is productive. And so when we have the ability to take a look at all of the issues, have an open and honest debate about them, put down the fears of the disability community, and to address those fears in a way, not just saying, oh, well, you know, everyone is extreme to one side or the other. People are either pro-life or pro-choice in this, and saying that this debate is worth having, and that there is no simple answer. It shouldn't be an all-or-none solution. I think that would really mark success.
Paul Tobin is the president and CEO of the United Spinal Association. He will give a presentation in Kansas City, November 12th and 13th, 2010, entitled Respecting and Addressing Concerns of Disability Advocates. For more information, visit practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.